listening to Thinking About Drinking with David Breudberg. This time, Latino perspectives.
The first thing that comes to my mind is worry. Always a lot of worry. Worry if he's going to come home. Worry if he's going to come home and hit your mother, hit you. Worry if he's going to be pulled over by the police, if he's going to be in an accident. Worrying, just worrying what's going to happen. Worrying where he is if 2 or 3 hours after he's supposed to be home is just one worry right after another after another.
People cannot accept, the humans cannot accept that they can become like robots and be controlled by a pill or an alcohol or a drug.
Being one of the diseases oldest in the humanity, because alcoholism or problem with alcohol is pretty old, still we don't have a system that really paid the attention it needed. And the denial is not only the person who has the problem, it's the whole society, the whole economy, the whole family, the whole system.
Well, speaking for myself, try to maintain yourself, always keeping in mind your priorities. And your number one priority is sobriety. It's really keeping in mind exactly what keeps you, you know, from taking that first drink, because once you take that first drink, you knock down everything you accomplished up to that point. Keeping sobriety is the hardest issue of all.
20 years ago, at about the time when Carlos R. began to drink, it would have been difficult for him to find a place where bilingual therapists and counselors could help him recover from his addiction. Although he speaks both Spanish and English fluently, he prefers to go to therapy sessions and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in Spanish. For him, as for many other Latinos who receive alcoholism treatment throughout the United States, recovery has been made accessible through a more sensitive approach to Hispanic cultural patterns and language.
All of us are Latin Americans, but that's not to say that when you step out these doors, you're not going to confront the real world, which is a mixed culture of all types. Alcoholism exists in everybody, and it's good that we as Latin Americans are able to have a program in Spanish here. We can knock down the barrier of languages, you know. Like, we can't speak English as well. We could always resort to our native tongue, and everybody here feels comfortable speaking in Spanish. And if you cannot, you can always attend next door where the group is held in English.
Alcohol problems have been the subject of vigorous public discussion since the inception of the United States. A much heavier drinking culture earlier in our history, Americans have over time tried to grapple with the consequences of alcohol abuse.
One of the most important social movements that occurred in the United States in the 19th century was the temperance movement.
Dr. Raul Cayetano of the Alcohol Research Group in Berkeley, California.
It is important to the point where the United States Constitution was changed, in that an amendment was created prohibiting the manufacture and selling of alcoholic beverage. So it was a very important social movement that did not happen at all in Latin American countries. And that is not by chance. It is because American society is much more preoccupied with the problems that arise from drinking than Latin American society.
While in-depth research on American drinking began in the 1940s, it was not until the 60s that studies on alcoholism started to focus on Hispanics. It was then that researchers first discovered an unusually severe rate of drinking problems in that community. What's known now is that there are approximately 3 million Hispanics with alcohol problems. While Latinos represented 8.6% of the U.S. population in 1985, they accounted for 10% of the nation's alcoholics.
Llegó borracho el borracho, pidiendo cinco tequila.
The need to study the drinking habits of different ethnic groups reflects a growing recognition that culture, economic and social status, and language in the case of Latinos, have a direct influence on people's lives, including how they drink.
We know from past research that alcohol use changes substantially from one cultural group to another. There have been studies of Jews in this country, Italians, Irish, and we all know that they drink in different ways. They use alcohol in different ways and have different patterns of problems, which are somewhat in relation to the way you drink and where you drink and with whom you drink. Hispanics had never been studied before, or at least not in an extensive survey and nationally. So it was necessary to do that, to document the way Hispanics were drinking, because we had indications that among the minority groups in the U.S., Hispanics had one of the highest rates of alcohol problems.
Dr. Cayetano's study, Patterns and Problems of Drinking Among U.S. Hispanics, is considered a landmark in the field.
In the U.S. general population, the people who drink more and who have the highest rate of problems are men in their 20s. So that you have a very high rate of problems during the 20s, and then the problems decrease. Among Hispanics, this distribution by age is different. The highest rate of problems is in the 30s and not in the 20s. Now, that has a practical importance. We think that men in their 30s have a different role in society, in a sense that if you're in your 20s, you are allowed more freedom to experiment. Maybe you still don't have a job, you're finishing university, you don't have family responsibilities, but men in their 30s have all that. So if these men are drinking heavily, it would be much more important in terms of community impact than men in their 20s.
Así yo empecé,
así él empezó,
con una copa de licor.